Good morning, Yurian, and welcome to our studio.
Good morning, Miriam.
This time is another occasion. Oregon Film Festival is coming up, starting on Saturday 16 at 5 p.m. And you are amongst one of the organizers. What are you in charge for?
I met Krishna a couple of months ago, and she asked me to organize the performances. Mm-hmm. As I'm a musician myself.
Yeah, well, I was a skillful musician.
Thank you. I took this as organizing concerts, but there's not going to be only concerts. There's going to be a couple of other performances as mm-hmm. well. And I'm very glad to say that the response to my call for projects has been overwhelming. So we've been able to fill it up very nicely. There'll be nice mm-hmm. shows every day.
And is that a good feeling for you, no? I think I see your energy somewhere behind to set up and organize all the performance, no?
Yeah. It's not the first time I'm doing this. Uh-huh. And it's very interesting for me. Like, I get to meet all the musicians. I got their phone numbers. I know where they are. I know where they live. And I need them. So, yeah, I'm happy to... I'm back on track here. I've been here for 3 weeks, three and a half weeks maybe only. And it's been full on.
For our listeners, we can say that Yurian is keep coming to Orville, but it's still split between two or even more places?
I've reduced it to two.
You reduced it to two, okay.
So I have one base is in Belgium, Brussels, and now I'm here for 6 months, and I intend to keep doing this for a while, mm-hmm. 6 months here and 6 months there, yeah.
Our will keep calling you back, right?
Definitely.
And now you have all the numbers of all the musicians, so it's easy for you to connect for the future programs and concerts. But let's go to see on Saturday the opening after the all the announcements and announcing of the categories and judges. It's gonna be the first band playing, right?
Yeah, and it's gonna be the Swaha Blues Band. Mm-hmm. I know they've been rehearsing for the past few weeks again to get ready for this show. They're looking forward to it.
Definitely.
And I'm very happy to have them as an opening act. Mm-hmm.
That's really cool, yeah, because they have a reputation and they are really super good. Mm-hmm. All these concerts will be on Town Hall Plaza? Or
we are going to mount a stage a few days from now. We'll be starting to really build up the festival site, transform the Town Hall into a festival area. And it's going to be a bit hectic and crazy for 8 days. Starting from this Saturday, I hope at least. Mm-hmm. It's the first time I'm here during the film festival. I've never witnessed the film festival itself, but I've been part of the team since April this year at a distance, and since the past few weeks from really close by. Mm-hmm. And it's a great team. I'm very happy to work with them, and they get so many things done.
It's different people and lots of volunteers and
so. So on the topic of the stage, there's this platform between between the two town hall buildings. There will be most probably we will do the initial performance there, mm-hmm. but we're also mounting a proper stage for all the performances. It's a little detail we still have to work out, but anyway, it's like 20 meters apart and the sound will be there, so there's not going to be any confusion
so
as to where the concerts are.
If you don't see the musicians on the plaza, but then we look around the building,
Yeah, on the blind wall next to the where the side where Cinema Paradiso is.
Between the foundation and Cinema Paradiso, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There will be the stage, tables, food court will be there. Mm. Yeah.
What about the flowers? Somebody asked me here. They're gonna put stages and things there. What about the flowers?
Ah, good question. All right. when we walk out of this studio,
incorporate them in the.
Let's make an a call for flowers. Yeah.
Mm. Every night at 6:30, the concert will happen, right?
Yeah, every night from 6:30 to 8 o'clock, or a little bit before 8, because at 8 o'clock the screenings start again.
So the music won't collide with the screenings, yeah.
Exactly.
That's the time to socialize, to eat, and to listen to
something. In 1.5 hours, you have to do everything. You have to eat, socialize, listen to the music, and then you go back into one of the venues where the screenings are.
On Sunday, I see there's no music, but there's Yatra Art Foundation. I think probably theater play or something.
Yeah, it will be a theater play and a mime performance. Mm-hmm.
That is from Srinivasan Yatra, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And then on Monday, we continue with music, right? With some excellent jazz, if I'm not mistaken.
Excellent, that would be not for me to judge, because I'm playing myself.
Are you playing?
Yeah.
No, is that a quartet, just with video projection?
Yeah, it's actually the same quartet that we formed for the last Kalabumi Goes Live edition, which was a wonderful experience. We were a trio until the night before our performance, and then a drummer walked in, and then we were a quartet, and it worked out wonderfully.
I see that you have, I think I heard a piece of that concert on soprano saxophone, Smile.
Yeah.
Whoever that is, that's probably a stage name again, right?
yeah, his name is a bit difficult to pronounce for some, and then it is so close to, it's actually from Ismail. Mm-hmm. In Hebrew, it sounds like Shmuel, but it's quite close to Smile, and the guy always smiles, so it's really appropriate.
It's awesome, huh? Great.
Yeah, and he's, it's great energy. He'll perform a few times even during the film festival, and then he leaves back to Israel. Mm-hmm. So
He's performing on Monday and some other on Thursday, I think.
On Thursday he'll perform with us again. On Monday, you mentioned it, it's going to be nice also. We're going to project some scenes of movies also. Mm-hmm. We'll play a couple of movie songs.
The movies
which is
are
very appropriate for this film festival.
In the film festival? Oh, which
no, program? No, it's other, like the movies that will be in the film festival, they don't have a universally known soundtrack yet. Mm-hmm. So we have chosen some other movies. This is actually not my idea, it's Rolf's idea to do this project. And I've asked him, would you mind doing a few songs of that project already during the film festival?
Okay, so you're going to be playing soundtracks of the movies?
Of a couple of movies, old movies.
Mm-hmm.
Example, there's the old movie Casablanca. old black and white movie with Humphrey Bogart. And the song is As Time Goes By. It is played in this restaurant, outside restaurant. I believe the scene is in, Morocco. Of course, Morocco, Casablanca. And then hopefully we'll get some images as well of the remake by Woody Allen.
Mm-hmm. The really old ones.
Where Woody Allen talks to Humphrey Bogart on how to be a cool guy. And we'll be playing As Time Goes By.
Okay, so it's gonna be really movies based. Nice, interesting.
That part of the concert, yeah.
Cool. Tuesdays is more like classic duo Charlene and Francois.
Yeah. I'm very much looking forward to see them perform. I've seen them, of course, at some lunches in Fertile.
Francois with his crazy instruments, handmade, no?
Yeah, but I haven't seen them on stage yet.
Mm. Oh, okay. So Wednesday we have Predrag solo.
Yeah, he will
That's
do a solo theater performance.
Theater or music?
Theater.
Uh-huh.
Multimedia and theater.
Followed by Hartmut on keyboards, right?
Yeah, and that's going to be a special too. I saw Hartmut again perform on the beautiful grand piano in Kripa last weekend, not 10 days ago, and it was beautiful, especially towards the end. He was handling the piano like a maestro, seriously, because the nerves were gone and the concert was almost finished, and it was just beautiful. It was it did
and
me
Kripa
so much good.
The best venue for the music, right?
Yeah, here in Orofield. There's Barat Nivas, which is a great big space, but for music and good instruments, good sound, it's Kripa. It's a wonderful building.
Well treated by some.
And he played there, and I didn't want to bother him after the concert, because I know how it is. After a concert, everybody wants to come and talk to you, and all you want to do is kind of disappear into a little cozy dark corner where no one bothers you.
Into empty.
But I was like, we don't have anything scheduled for the film festival like he does.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen him do it outdoors. I know he can, but would he want to? And to my great surprise, he said, yeah, sure, I'd love to. And now he's even going to have a look at my electric piano.
Mm-hmm.
With some really nice vintage old electric sounds from the 70s. And he's like, maybe I should do electric piano and not classical
piano. He will do that?
I hope
so.
I'm
really
seeing him tomorrow.
Back in time in certain
some
of those performances. Sweet. Okay, let's go on. Thursday, Lady Sings Jazz.
Yeah, who's that lady? Last time I was in this studio, I came with her.
Vera.
Yeah.
I mean, Vera, she's really propelling somewhere.
Yeah. And we did two rehearsals so far, and she hasn't lost it.
Of course not.
She still got it.
She's still evolving, you know.
Of course, but she didn't perform anything. There was the concert in Barat Nivas.
But I think there's few months in between, so I expect that she's going to be even...
She didn't do jazz in between. She obviously, she did other concerts, I imagine, with AV Sisters. But the jazz, she told me that she had not practiced it.
Mm.
And in a matter of two rehearsals, she's completely back on track.
She's really becoming a professional.
Yeah.
And then Friday, I see we have our, actually, our radio-based Dre on electric vinyl.
Yeah.
He's also kind of a star. Shining in.
That guy. Yeah. He don't even need a stage name. I mean, this is his stage name. Right?
Yeah.
His real name in Flemish is... we won't
hard to pronounce.
It's like Schmal and Geert. No, but that guy is amazing, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Like, whatever you need, he'll do it. This is the guy who walked into our rehearsal the Friday before our Kale Bumi Goes Live thing, where we thought we were going to play in trio because we hadn't found a drummer who could make it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ray walked in.
That's it.
Yeah,
Aurel is sometimes really amazing because the things just happen, right?
Mm.
So you are in the spot on the right time, and the other people are there on the right time, and things just happen. Like,
they often
somewhere,
do. Yeah.
Somewhere else you will need a special appointment and then meetings and rehearsals.
Yeah, or even the thing also, I can easily imagine a similar situation in Brussels, where I spend a lot of time, where the drummer walks in and walks past and walks out and you miss the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
It's also, I mean, it's about those things happening here, but also about that people being open to it and going
that
like,
you
hey,
that happens,
dude,
no?
Can you sit down on that little chair and start drumming, please?
Cool. Okay, we're almost to the end. Saturday,
yeah.
Saturday is a closing ceremony. It's going to be super frenzy and hectic because the awards will go out. But what did you schedule for the performance after that all frenzy stuff?
That, I hope, is going to be the best night. When Krishna... from Art Service and the Film Festival Organization told me what had been done in the past.
Mm-hmm.
She mentioned Anungla, who had organized the performances, and she did something wonderful with kids. Mm. Krishna told me it's festival atmosphere, but it's very like family, kind of cozy, meeting each other, a social event for the community itself.
It's a really
and Krishna said it was so nice when those kids were performing. Of course, it's not this Orville Jazz Quartet that will play in Kripa this Friday evening. I'm looking so much forward to that as well. It's from a different caliber, but just to have the Orville children, younger ones, older ones, teenagers, perform on stage and giving their best, it brought such a nice atmosphere. Krishna said, and I was like, I want to do that. So I've been going around, and I'm sorry for all those that I haven't spoken to. I've been a little bit too busy than is good for me, but now it's fine. But yeah, some of the Oroville children will do performances.
Mm-hmm.
There will be some individual performances to start with,
mm-hmm.
Where basically the kids show what they can do. And then we'll take it to a bit more collective level and we'll do some stuff together.
With
TLC kids.
Okay, so we can look for some fun,
and,
some laughter, no?
Yeah. It's going to be fun. It already is. We've been rehearsing a few times.
They got
it
by Johnny, and that's his
and they love
proven
it.
Formula for laughter, no?
Uh-huh, yeah.
As far as I know, they also submitted some movies, so we expect that they will get some kind of rewards. They're going to be super excited, super pump up with adrenaline.
Cool, okay, yeah.
Yeah,
we'll have
a
little chat
event
with the judges.
Really.
You can choose whatever you want, but we need these guys to win because then they'll perform well to close the festival. Thank you.
Cool.
Yeah.
And after that, I think that's a new one to me. It's a DJ set, no?
Yeah.
For the end, so
yeah.
It sounds like a really community party, no?
Yeah.
Really fun stuff.
Yeah. The idea of the film festival, I mean, they've deliberately chosen Town Hall as a mm-hmm. site for the festival. It is convenient, it's big enough, etc. But it's also to bring some different energy to this place where a lot of the administration is going on. Of course, people have fun here. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people who are very dedicated to their jobs and they love their jobs. But it's also the site where you go to financial services to discuss money and you go to some offices to ask for permission to do this or discuss rules or ask for exceptions. Or it's this administration atmosphere, and Film Festival is deliberately there to add something else.
Yeah, but this year they decided not to have screenings in the morning, so past festivals, I know that few people, you know, sometimes some will sneak out and go and watch something and come back. So that is gone, you know, because the screenings are all after the office hours. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's also fine.
Yeah. And then, yeah, that so that closing night is really to say thanks for everything. It's
almost like, say, it's a night with a firework, no?
Yeah.
Are you going to have firework? No.
No, I don't believe so. Flowers and fireworks. If anybody here who is listening to this program has some flowers to offer or some fireworks to share,
please
give
forward.
Us an email. Yeah.
Jurgen, thank you so much, and I'm really looking forward.
Me too. Thank you for having me.